So welcome to this little piece of earth. Welcome home to yourself. Welcoming your breath. Welcoming your beating heart. And deeply welcoming the jewel of your voice. The preciousness of the instrument that you are, this living, breathing miracle of an instrument that your body is, that your being is. So welcoming you and your voice here in this moment, on this earth at this time, a perfect moment to give thanks for your voice. So happy you're here, giving thanks for your voice. So as your breath guides you deeper into the experience of being alive here and now, you can allow your body to rest, to really rest, to settle, to snuggle down. With every exhale, just really giving every last drop of weight to the earth. Never too heavy for the earth. Allowing any sounds to trickle into your awareness, like the steam train going past, like the wind and the leaves. And with every breath, giving yourself that deeper permission to drop more into that which is here and now and true to you, which is the holding of the earth, the hardness and solidness of the ground beneath you that can take all your weight, the feeling of the pillow under your head, the touch of blanket or clothing, and each sensation, each sound, each feeling, even any smell that comes or the feeling of your tongue in your mouth can just be another doorway and another opportunity to drop more deeply into here and now, in the truth of what is, the truth of life itself, the spirit of being alive. Here and now, nowhere else to go, nowhere else to be, letting past dissolve, letting the idea of future dissolve was never true in the first place. Ay, how good it is to be in the truth of now. So although there is a silence and a stillness in your body, there is also the depth of a silent, resounding, resonating hum just existing all the time as the planets spin, as life continues to rotate and vibrate. The hum of life lives within you. The potential of the sound of your soul's song always turning and shimmering inside you. And that glow of resonance That sweet hum of being alive is in every cell of your body. A seed always ready to be awoken into life, into song, into sound, never having to sound a certain way, never having to be this or be that, always delighting in simply being itself. So as your cells vibrate with being alive, they hum with the resonance of your soul's sound. That soul sound can be felt in every atom of your being, even all the way down in your left hand big toe. There is the resonance of your soul's song, the voice of your being, not always sitting in the throat, but your whole body an instrument. Your left hand toe, part of your instrument, glowing with the resonance of your voice. Your second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe, shimmering with the sound of simply being alive. The sole of your left hand foot, arch, ball, and heel. The top of your left hand foot, all of the small bones in there resonating like a little xylophone of being alive. Your ankle, your shin, calf, and kneecap, the back of your knee, and your thigh on the left hand side, your left hand hip, whole of the left leg, just singing to be alive. Your voice resonating in the bowl of your pelvis, your sexual organs and pubic bone resonating with life, singing to be alive. The voice of the root of your being that continuously is available to support and fuel and power your voice, rippling with sound. And over to the right hand hip, also singing with the joy of being alive. Thigh, kneecap, back of the knee, your shin, your calf and ankle, all the bones in the foot like a little xylophone of sound. Sole of the foot and your big toe on the right side, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe, whole of the right hand leg, just really resonating with being part of the instrument of your voice, really part of the instrument of your voice. Both legs, the grounding, the trunk, the roots, the earth of your voice. Now moving up into the fire of your voice, your belly, the strength, the power, the openness, the relaxation of the breath as it comes in, opening the muscles, relaxing the diaphragm, falling. That out breath has always the potential to carry sound, to carry song, feeling the fire and the power of your voice, rippling with potential and groundedness in your belly, in your navel center, in your solar plexus, your diaphragm rising and falling with your breath, full of soul's song from the center of your being. Rib cage, an instrument of itself, the expansion and the contraction of the rib cage, each rib a beautiful instrument to hold the resonance, the resonating chamber of the whole of your chest, the jewel of the creativity of your song in your heart, at the center of your heart, the resounding flame, glittering, glimmering star at the middle of the center of your breastbone in your heart, where your creations can spring from, like a seed ready to burst, to birth forth up into the left hand shoulder, top of the left arm, in that little cute nook of your elbow there, resting also the song of life, the elbow and the forearm and the wrist, palm of your hand, like you're holding a song, back of the hand and each fingertip in turn, the thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger, whole of the arm, just glowing in that knowing that we are a song in the universe, the one verse, the one song of being. Sliding and singing over to the jewel at the center of your throat, the blue jewel that sings for truth, for presence and for being, that you are the song that began life, that you are the universe, the one verse, the one song, and that in that soft nook in between the two collarbones, resting there in the blue light of the jewel of the miracle of the voice that you are, not needing to be anything, not needing to sound like anything, but just being free is enough, just to be is enough. Moving round to the right shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm and wrist. Palm of the hand as if you are holding a song, and right hand, thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger, all playing a sweet tune of the flute of your being. Whole of the right arm and left arm, torso and legs, full of the song of being alive. Throat again, feeling the jewel of that, the jaw relaxing, opening, the jaw allowing the truth of our expression to come through. Bottom lip, top lip, tongue and roof of the mouth, a resonating chamber to shape our words, to shape our truth, to shape our song as we release it into the world, to share our gifts. Our nose, right cheek, left cheek, right eyelid, left eyelid, right ear, left ear, the socket of the right eye, the socket of the left eye, eyebrow center, middle of the forehead, that third eye that can see, that can receive the lyrics of the lilting lyrical tune of our life, that we follow the thread of our lives. Whole of the scalp tingling with the song of being alive. Whole of the back of the spine moving down to the root again of our being. Really giving thanks for the music of our soul as we vibrate in the existence of sound. Resting with every breath in the simple sound of being alive, being asleep, being awake, somehow in silence, somehow singing all the time. Somehow in silence, somehow singing all the time. And in between every note, in between every sound, rests a deep silence. At the bottom of the exhale, before the inhale comes, rests a deep silence. At the top of the inhale, before the exhale turns, rests a deep silence. With the inhale, we fill ourselves with the sound of the soul of our being from all the way from when time began. And the exhale somehow dropping back into the silence.
Vibrating with sound, but it's not like anyone else's.
When you are sound and you are silence, you can rest in the knowing that you have a voice and you can sing, and through the breath, bringing the life into the lungs, singing the life out of the lungs. Keeps on circling until your last breath. Why not use that breath to bring more beauty, more connection, more expression to all those around you, to the world around you, singing to the trees. When you've lost connection, when you've escaped into the future or into the past, use your voice to bring yourself here. When you've forgotten how to give thanks, use your voice to sing your thanks for every morning that comes with a new, fresh start. So giving thanks for this voice, this teacher, this golden larynx that continues to evolve during your lifetime. That can guide you and bring wisdom. So breathing in the song of the soul and breathing out into the silence, the deep silence in between every note of your being. Breathing in the symphony that you are and breathing out into the silence and the depth of stillness. And as you continue to breathe and as you continue to deepen the breath, allowing that breath to fill the resonating chamber of the instrument that you are, see what it's like, if it's even possible, to be resting in the symphony of sound of the song of your own soul and the deep silence at the same time. The sound and the silence, the sound and the silence, resting in the center of these two opposites that make up our whole being. What is it to be both? So taking those breaths, those deepening those breaths, listening out, not just to the sound of my voice, out to the song of the trees around, any other sounds in the room. And as you come back into this space, giving your toes a little wriggle and your fingers a little wriggle, and moving your hands, gently, gently moving your hands to your heart, sliding those hands wherever they are, whether they're by your sides or on your belly, just moving those hands, the fingertips to your heart, as you take a big breath into the golden jewel of your voice in the center of your heart. And when you've taken two or three breaths there, giving thanks for the creativity and the warmness and the total acceptance and self-love of the heart, moving those fingertips also up to the blue jewel at your throat, feeling the gentle hum of your throat just being there, existing and resting. Thank you for this larynx. Thank you for this exquisite shape through which we can communicate so much, give and receive. And if one hand is resting there at your throat center, the other hand sliding onto your belly, giving thanks for the fire of your voice, the power of those abdominal muscles, the grounding of your root, the fire of your solar plexus, really thanking that not all the weight of your singing voice and speaking voice is sitting up in the delicate realms of the branches of your tree, but that you have the grounding of your belly to support everything that you do, giving thanks for the fullness of this instrument. Taking a couple of more deep breaths into the fullness from foot to head of your full instrument. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Blessings on your voice. May we sing long and sweet.